Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Steve here. None of the scenarios on this show are based on actual events. Believe it or not, they're completely made up. Enjoy! Hi.
I'm Griffin.
I'm Steve, and I'm Bones.
And this is Killed to Death,
the improvised true crime podcast. And I feel like we need to come in with a lot of energy because we have that big theme song now, you know? Last time, or earlier, in the early years, I thought you want to come in slow and somber. You want to match the energy.
But the early theme song was so bad that I felt no pressure to do anything once the episode started. But now it feels like we have a legit podcast, and it's terrifying.
The pressure's on at this point, and I think we jumped into the new and noteworthy on iTunes just because we had a new and noteworthy theme song now. I'm pretty sure they clocked that.
The theme song is trending. We are not still.
No, it only shows the first 30 seconds of the show. That's all you can listen to. But of course, whenever you're listening to this, it's vaccine season, everyone. They've begun, and everyone's getting out there and getting a nice shot in the arm. And of course, a lot of these are two-dose vaccines, but we've done a lot of research ourselves. We know exactly how this works. There are certain things that are great activities to do when you're in between the first and the second vaccine. There's going to be a little time in between.
A recovery period.
Yeah, there's a lot of great things you can do that only work kind of in that interim there, where eventually you're like, I can do everything again because I got two doses. But so post first dose, what do we think people should be doing?
Sure. So some tips to recover from either getting the COVID vaccine or any kind of shot if you're feeling a little down.
If you're sad that you got it.
Well, for any reason. Not COVID, exclusive.
That's right.
A nice activity you can do at home is eat ice cream. And I like to use any kind of medical procedure I get for this purpose. I will tell people, all I can eat is ice cream these days. I just got some blood work done.
I broke my foot in grade 3.
Sure, yeah. I broke my foot in grade 3. For the listeners, this won't be as exciting as it's about to be for the people on the video call, but I have a small scar on my forehead.
Wow. So eat some vaccine. Oh my
God. I'll eat some cold, creamy vaccine by the spoonful.
You know, I actually did hear that. I thought they were partnering with Chapman's originally. Truly. This is real to keep it cold. Distribute it in the trucks and stuff.
Sure. They have the infrastructure. They have the trains. They have the helicopter fleet.
Yes. Chapman's is just airdropping ice cream to everyone in the province, which is why I feel like they should be giving out ice cream with the vaccine. Like, you know, when you go and you give blood, you donate blood, and you can get cookies or a juice box or something.
Sure.
There should be ice cream on site. That's my two cents.
Steve, when you're recovering at home, what do you like to do?
Me, I like to put my feet up, make sure the blood is rushing to my head. So I've created like a great little setup where my couch is now kind of on an incline or a decline, depending on which way you're looking. And it's also great if you want to do like kind of like inverted sit-ups and stuff like that, but not when you're recovering. Go easy on the sit-ups and instead just lie there and let that blood just flow back into your head.
Yeah. Of course, if you broke your foot in grade 3, you got the opposite advice, as you wanted the blood to pool down by your feet. This, for instance, would be very dangerous for me.
Yes.
As I'd get all the little bone fragments floating up to my brain.
Yes. You should be careful of that, is that not just blood flows sometimes. You don't want to spend too long in that position because eventually everything starts to flow that way, and then you'll have nothing left of your feet.
Sure, yeah. They'll kind of just be big spaghettis.
Yes. Just big spaghetti feet.
Another thing you can do at home for a few weeks, and this is also probably topical, you can watch the Snyder Cut.
Yeah, that'll take a few weeks.
If you've got a month off work, you can finally get around to it and watch it in its entirety.
I did watch some of it, I will say.
Wow, it's impressive to get even a percentage into that film.
Yeah, I watched a bit of that. It's because there was a podcast, and I'm not here to promote other podcasts, but there was a podcast that was
actually, fun fact, there are no other podcasts.
Right, it was some kind of weird pre-recorded radio show. And it was a watch-along commentary with the movie. And I was like, this I can deal with.
And it turns out you couldn't.
No.
Not even that.
To be fair, I did go in knowing I would never finish that entire thing.
Is the conceit about watching probably any of the Justice League movies at all, is that you know you won't be finishing them.
No. It's been a long time since I've been trapped in a theater with one of those where I have finished it. This is a new era where I can press escape so fast and get out of there.
Steve, one more tip.
Okay, obviously, last tip, your arm's going to be super sore. It is a pretty nasty one. So it's actually what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to get like icy hot packs, the ones that Shaq advertises.
Sure.
Rub those all over. Then you're going to want to use actual ice, and then you're going to want to use actual hot pad on top of that.
You can even go without the icy hots. Make your own with ice and a hot water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so actually get ice, heat it up, and then you got this kind of cool icy hot mix, which is just tepid water, but it works really well.
Yeah, kind of run back and forth between your house and your fireplace and outside in the snow, and it's nature's icy hot.
Hop in the hot tub and then hop and roll around in the snow, and I think you'll feel better in no time.
Steve, speaking of feeling better and those who are not feeling very well at all at the moment, would you like to solve a murder?
Yes. Okay.
The victim, CN Gilbert, YouTuber found dead. Today's guest, superfan Mally Stone, who saw the body live. I had to change a bit of that from my usual intro. Mally, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me. I guess I have to be here.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, I do want to make it clear to listeners, we don't force our guests to do this show. Even though it seems that way.
Don't you?
No, being a guest is fully voluntary.
And it's actually fun, and a lot of people actually do like it.
But Mally, you are here. It is unfortunate circumstances. You did see a body live on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
So you are a fan of YouTubers.
I am. I love YouTube. I love watching people just do nothing all day but broadcast it out.
Sure.
What are some of your favorite channels?
Spaghetti-O, which is like this guy just cooks spaghetti all day.
Oh.
Well, not all day, but like he cooks it, eats it, takes a nap, and all of this is broadcasted on his YouTube. It just makes me feel so normal, so to speak, you know?
Yeah. You would never make spaghetti.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so you kind of need to watch someone else doing it to feel normal.
I need to watch somebody else make spaghetti because I don't know how. I never get it right, so I just stop trying.
Mally, do you mind if I ask your age? Because I imagine fans of YouTubers to be young, and you not knowing a fucking single thing about cooking backs that up. do you mind if I ask how old you are?
Yeah, like I'm 17 and 10 months, so I'm turning 18 soon.
It's nice you're still counting the months.
Yeah. That normally stops around age 2 or 3, maybe, but...
Oh, that's it? That's, no, that's... I felt like it's important for people to know I lean harder towards being 18 than 17.
Right.
Yeah, okay. That is important to know.
Do you have any big plans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to take a year off and go traveling, but I can't afford Europe like the other people, so I'm just going to go around Ontario.
Oh, okay. What stops do you have in mind?
Yeah, like Cobourg, Belleville, Port Hope. They're beautiful.
We talk about that Big Apple so much.
But that is a sight to see.
I still think I might be wrong about it being in Cobourg. Is it Colborne?
No, I think it's Cobourg. Frig, I don't know. Well, I know is.
It's Cobourg.
Like, it's okay. Not,
it's about an hour out of Kingston. That's what I know.
Is it an hour out of Kingston or an hour out of Toronto?
No, you measure distance by Kingston relatives.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's all how far away you are from my parents' home. That is okay. Everyone should measure.
Your parents live in Kingston. That's good to know. Well, I live on the edge of Scarborough and Pickering.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's okay.
Are there any, like, local YouTubers? Are there people who are highlighting Scarborough and Pickering that you're ever excited about, or?
Oh, my God. There's this person named Daphne.
Okay.
Who YouTubes out of Kingston Road.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. That's also Scarborough is, right?
Yeah.
Anywhere like, along Kingston Road is her
anywhere
domain.
Anywhere along Kingston Road.
Driving back and forth?
It's Kingston somewhere in Scarborough.
She does drag race videos.
Anyway, she's quite amazing. I like her. So she's the only Scarborough YouTuber I know. I feel like we need more representation.
Well, have you ever thought of being a YouTuber yourself? I mean, obviously you're a fan. You know a lot about it.
Oh my God. I don't have a special technique. Like, so I don't feel like I'm ready. I feel like maybe during my 1 year off when I go around Ontario, I'll discover something about myself and I can make it interesting.
Even a trip around Ontario can be an exciting YouTube channel.
Really?
Sure. Cobourg, Port Stanley?
Oh, maybe. I'll think about it.
But you don't find that you have any hobbies or interests that would be good for the internet?
I mean, I have hobbies and interests, but I just don't think that I'm interesting. So, like...
Oh, Mally.
You know what? That's almost like...
I don't actually know your names. Sorry.
Oh, I'm Griffin. Gosh.
Steve.
Oh.
Or Bones. Oh, okay. My nickname is Bones. It's unclear why.
Bones.
But feel free to call me.
Hi, Bones. And hi... So, Griffin, you don't have a nickname?
No, not yet. Fans, you can email killtodeathpodcast@gmail.com if you have a good suggestion for a nickname.
Well, Mally,
okay,
if you'd
can
like
I
to...
give you a nickname?
Yeah,
I feel like
sure,
I
want
to give you a nickname right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like you should be the Griff.
The Griff.
No.
The Griff.
Now, I'm worried that Steve might take offense because right now we're the two Griffs.
What? What does that even mean? You're the two Griffs.
He just likes to say that. No, I think it's okay if you take the Griff. I think that makes sense for you.
I've had
my identity this whole time. I'm Bones, you know? Like,
I think that Bones and the Griff has a very radio show feel to it.
Yeah. That's like Bones and the Griff in the AM kind of toilet sound effect, explosion sound.
Mally, do you have a nickname?
Yeah, my nickname is just Lee.
For short.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I think
some people are like, hey Lee. I'm like, yeah, what's up?
Oh, that's a conversation you'll have.
Well, yeah, if someone's going, hey, and they say your name, of course you're gonna be like, hey, what's up?
This is a real.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you guys are old timey. Yeah. You guys say, "Hey, how are you doing?"
Yeah, we're squares.
This is a real window into your life. I really got like a real picture there of what it's like to be in a conversation with you.
Yeah, wow. 17 year olds. It's like a whole different world.
17 and 10 months.
Oh, right.
Sorry, 17 and 10 months years old.
17 and 10 months.
So tell us about Cian, the YouTuber. What was his channel?
Oh, my God. Cian. So Cian was a YouTuber that I watch all the time. So Cian's specialty was nail polish. He would do these really cool graphic designs on his nails. Oh, nail art. That's what it's called. And yeah, that's what he did. He did his nails and he did really cool nail art. And I loved it. And sometimes his nails were long and sometimes it was short.
Wow.
And sometimes he used colors that like no one would ever see, like chrome blue. Have you ever seen nail polish as chrome blue?
No, I don't think so.
Exactly. So that's why Cian was so cool.
Yeah.
And I love watching him. And then one day I clicked on his channel and he was doing like a live. And then he wasn't moving. And I...
Not live
like,
at all.
Cian is... Not, oh. No, he, no, he wasn't. And Cian is not the type of person that like takes naps. Like, you know,
oh, no.
Like,
is that a like, fact about him?
He made
I
that
mean,
clear.
He doesn't take, no, he doesn't take naps on the channel. Like, for example, Spaghetti-O will cook spaghetti.
Oh, right.
And then eat it and then take a nap. Live, and we watch him sleep, and we're like, oh, this is part of after eating, he needed to take a nap, and it's part of the process, and we're watching it. But Cian wasn't that type of YouTuber. Cian was like, hey, here's some cool nail art. What's going on? You know, yeah. Life sucks, because obviously. And then, you know, that day, like, he was not moving, and I was like, he's not the type that takes it up, so what's going on?
Or yeah, he should be talking about life sucks.
Well, yeah, because usually he tells us about, like, his life and stuff. So Cian is, like, 18 and 3 months.
Wow. 5 months older than
you. Yeah. And he's really nice and stuff. Of course, I don't know him personally, but, like, he's really nice on the channel. But he tells us about, like, his life and how his life sucks because, like, it's so hard for him and, like, he doesn't like it where he is and everybody sucks.
So how does his life suck?
Yeah, like, he's just like, oh, my God, shit sucks.
Oh, so he doesn't really elaborate too much.
What does that mean?
Get into specifics about why his life sucks.
Oh my God, like, he shouldn't have to, right? Because as long as he tells us his life sucks, like, obviously, why would he lie?
And right. Where is he broadcasting out of? Like, where is he from?
Oh my God, from, like, a secret location.
Whoa.
Wait, so he...
It's like Area 51 or something.
No, would he just not tell you where he was from? Or did he, like, play up the fact it was a big mystery?
What?
Like, was he advertising that no one knows where he's from, or did he just never say?
Right. So because his life sucks, he just...
Sucked.
True.
Sucked, you're right. Because his life sucked, he was like, I can't tell you where I'm broadcasting from because people are looking for me.
Oh. People were looking for him.
Yeah, people were looking for him all the time. And now, I don't know if he's talking about, like, people were looking for him, or if he's talking about, like, us,
fans.
Like, his fans.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
But well, someone who's...
But yeah. His accent told me that he was from somewhere, like... not North America, because he spoke English, but it was, like, different.
Oh, okay.
So it's a different accent.
It's a different type of accent.
But not Southern American.
No.
No, he wasn't Spanish. He wasn't... No.
Okay.
No, he was
I meant like a cowboy Southern American.
Oh, like with like a cowboy voice?
Yeah, we can rule that out.
No, he didn't sound like a cowboy.
Can you do an impression?
Oh my god, my tongue can't even do that sound. It was like his R's sounded really cool, and I can't do it, but it sounded
Is it
really
one of the
cool.
like rolling R's you might have in French or something?
Yeah.
Okay. So he might have been in France.
He spoke English.
Yeah, but you can't.
Maybe
do
that was
that
just for
France.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, maybe. But I think he said that English was his first language. So I don't think it was like he didn't speak English and that's why he had an accent. I think he's just from one of those countries where English just sounds weird.
Sure, so it's an English-speaking predominantly country. Okay. Like
could
maybe
be
somewhere
Ireland.
In the UK or something, yeah. But somewhere with cool R's.
Very cool R's.
Well, are there any...
Do you think he was a man of the sea?
Oh, yeah.
Like the guy from the fish stick box?
What does he sound like?
Potentially. Tell us about the fish stick books.
Box, I think.
The fish stick box. It's like this... It's like this
there,
white guy with
books
white
based
hair.
On it.
And
the fish sticks were based
hat.
On the books.
Which came first?
Okay, I know the guy, the sea liner guy. I think it's called Sea Liner, maybe?
I don't know. I just know he looks like he's from the sea.
Is that what Cian looked like?
No, he was 18 and 3 months. The guy from the fish stick box looked like he was 105 months.
Sure. But did Cian have the beginnings of a beard and a small captain's hat?
Yes.
Okay.
He had a teeny tiny captain hat that he wore to the side.
Ooh.
And like cool. a teeny tiny beard that was in the center of his chin.
Okay. So, that's what I was going to ask. So okay, so it was a like a good length. It was just very little of his chin was covered.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And what was the background of where he would record from? Was it apparent what room in the house or boat he was in?
Or houseboat.
Okay. So I don't know if it was a virtual background, but I can tell you what the background looked like.
That's just as good.
Yeah. So there was often water in the distance.
Yeah, let's start in the background and bring it in.
So deep, deep background is water.
There was water in the distant part. And then there was like one of those buildings that's like really tall and white and has a red cap.
Sure. Lighthouse.
And
yeah. Could be.
Right.
Was his eyes shiny?
What?
Was the building's
it's
eyes
a house.
Shiny?
Does a house have eyes?
Does a house have a cap?
Yeah, it had a red cap. It looked like this.
Okay, my mistake.
It's like a triangle cap.
Sure.
And it had like a teeny tiny yellow dot that came out of it.
You did motion exactly where your eye was. After all the flack I just got for insinuating it was like eyes.
Okay. Well, okay, then it only had one eye.
Okay.
I could only see one eye. So it was like a red cap, one yellow eye, and it was like a white
Steve,
building.
Your previous guess of lighthouse is holding up very well.
Or it's a Sauron with a hat.
Oh my god. Listeners, please Photoshop a picture of Sauron with a hat on.
Oh, I don't know that reference. Is that from the 1800s?
Well,
1800s in a different world.
Unclear what. Actually, it probably is clear if you read all the backstory. I just don't know, but it's not from this Earth.
He's the evil building in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, he's the bad, nasty building.
Okay.
He's a big eye.
Like an eye.
Yeah, like one big eye, but he looks all around. So that one's an actual eye. This is just a bright light. Might look like
this
an
could
eye,
be a
though.
Statue of Sauron. Oh.
That's true. It could be a monument to him.
Oh, maybe. It was like, and then it's like just rocks.
Okay, so wait. Oh, wow. Was he outside recording these YouTube videos?
I don't know. He never wore a jacket. I just always thought he was recording. Either it was a virtual background or he was near a window, and outside the window, that's what it looked like. So it was just rocks. So many rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then occasionally there would be people walking around out of nowhere. Like he would be putting like a cool nail polish on. And then I would see people walking in the back taking pictures and stuff.
So maybe not a virtual background then.
No.
Maybe not.
There's a rocky tourist destination.
With a white building with a red cap.
Right.
And a yellow eye.
So he would stand in this very public place with this very notable landmark and say, it's a secret.
Well, I didn't know where it was.
That's true.
So.
But someone was, but he was not hinting at who was coming for him or looking for him, rather.
No, he was just like, life, he's like, everything sucks.
Right.
This sucks. That sucks.
Arr.
Yeah, so that's what happened.
And so was this a special live stream that he was doing? Was there some kind of announcement, unveiling, contest, like anything attached to this? Or is it just a nail tutorial?
Well, that day, he was meant to teach us what the European nail extension would look like.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all like, cool. And I mean, we were virtually like cool in the chat. We were like, right. Cool. And then, he was like, hey guys, I have something to tell you. And he whispered it into the camera. And we're like, what? Cause obviously we can't talk back. Right. But sometimes it feels like we can, cause he waits for like a couple seconds as if we were answering. And then we never got to hear the announcement because next thing you know, he was taking a nap.
He was killed mid-whisper.
No, like he whispered. He's like, I have something to tell you. And we're like, cool. And then we were waiting.
Oh, so that was the end of one day's stream.
And then it cut to him sleeping.
Oh,
it cut to him sleeping. Interesting.
What we're going to do.
It was like. Like that.
What we're going to do is take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully we can figure out what happened to CN out on the dock where he was.
Hey.
Okay.
We are back on Kill to Death. I am still the Griff.
I'm still the Bones.
And we are, of course, still here with Lee, which is short for Mally Stone. Hello, Mally.
Hi.
Mally, you are not being forced to be here. Once again, I want to make that clear to the audience. especially since it's come out that you are a 17-year-old woman.
17 and 10 months.
Yes, of course. For your 18th birthday, you'll be taking a break from school. What grade are you in?
I'm in grade 12.
You're going to take the time off before you graduate, or are you going to graduate and then...
I'm going to graduate. Mm-hmm. I graduate in June and then take time off.
Nice. That's the traditional time to mill about in your life.
Okay.
Thank you.
She did not want your approval.
Now, Mally, you are a fan of several YouTube channels. One of them being C.Ann Gilbert.
Yeah.
This was an 18 and 3 months year old with a tiny captain's hat turned sideways. Oh, and a long, long, long beard that was very, very thin.
It wasn't long. It was very small.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So small in all ways.
Yes.
A little like soul patch, I guess.
Cool.
That is awesome.
But he was on his way to starting to look like the guy from Fish Stick Boxes.
Yeah, I mean, the guy from Fish Stick is like 100, but...
Right.
Obviously, that's like his grandpa or something.
He's obviously related, based on the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would do these videos from a location that it didn't look like a virtual background, because people would mill about. In the very far back, water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a big, tall, white building with a red cap and a yellow, shiny eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then even closer to him was a bunch of rocks with tourists taking photos.
No, the rocks were also in the back. And then people were like walking around taking pictures. And then sometimes people would be like, hey, can I get a stamp to mail something? And he's like, my nails are not dry. Obviously, because he was doing his nails.
Right. Sure. People were asking him for stamps.
Yeah, they're like, hey, I want to make sure that someone gets mail from this location. So they'd be like, can I get a stamp from this location? And then he would be like, yeah, here's your stamp. And then he would go, most of the time he was like, my nails are not dry.
But sometimes he'd be like, here's a stamp.
Well, you would hear another voice that would be like, here's your stamp. Oh. And then you would hear ching, ching.
Oh, those metal stamps.
Like a cash register.
Oh, I see.
Is he working at a post office?
I guess so. I guess it's a post office that's like...
A coastal post office.
Yeah.
A coastal postal office.
Coast office?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. That's good.
A coast office.
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot of people were always taking pictures there.
I don't know where this is. Oh. This is like a weird game of Where's Waldo, where I'm like, I'm so close. Interesting. Do you know Griff?
No.
Oh, good. We'll figure it out.
Anyways, he was found dead by you on his live stream. The last time you had seen him, he had gone close to the camera and said, I've got a secret. And then he's like,
I have something to tell you.
Yeah. And then it cuts to him sleeping. What you thought was sleeping.
But
yeah, but then I was like, he doesn't usually take naps. So what's happening?
Right. Sometimes YouTubers will take naps. For instance, you watch one stream with a man named Spaghettio who will make spaghetti and then show himself asleep after a big meal.
Yeah.
I see. So I guess let's talk back about C.Ann.
Mm-hmm.
When you see him sleeping there on the stream, was there any sign of injury or wound?
No, it just looked like he was sleeping.
Oh, so maybe this wasn't a death?
Well, then I called 911 and I was like, hey, the YouTuber I'm watching is sleeping and he doesn't usually take naps. And they were like, what's his name? And I was like, C.Ann Gilbert. And then they were like, on their computer.
The cash register.
They shook their computer.
And they were like, no, they were like typing. They were like, and they type really loud. And then, like, maybe like 20 minutes later, there were police people that came into the stream.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And they were shaking him, and he was not waking up.
This and is they did very that. Traumatic for fans.
I mean,
what was the I chat like? Like, what were people saying?
We were all like, whoa, what's happening? This is, I've never seen this before. Is this something we can, like, cast onto our bigger TV? Is this something, is this a new trend? What is happening?
Is this something then, we can cast onto our bigger TV?
Yeah, because we were watching it on our small screen, and it's like, oh, should we be watching this on our bigger screen? Anyways, and then after
Wait, was
that,
there a group of you together?
We're in the chat.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then we saw that thing that cops like to do, where they, like, put their finger underneath your nose. And then after that, they were like, he's dead.
They say that into care. They, like, went to camera?
No, they didn't know we were watching.
Oh.
They didn't know we were watching. And then...
So they put a, they put the little mirror there to check for fog. They do some smelling salts. They do all the classic tricks.
All of those things. And they were like, he's dead. And they didn't know that we were, like, that it was being live streamed. And then all of these people... We're starting to gather and to take pictures. And they're like, nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see here. And then what happened? Oh, yeah. And then, like, another person came and was, opening his eyes and stuff. That person was wearing, like...
Sorry, opening Cian's eyes.
Yeah, and that person was wearing, like, a white suit, and then they were taking pictures all around him, and then after that, they, like, then they, like, two guys came, and they took his body, and then put into, like, a black bag, and then they zipped it, and then you saw, like, all of these people standing outside by the rocks, trying to see what was happening, and they're like, we're closed today, folks. I don't know what that means. And then after that, so then they took the bag away, and then it was just an empty chair at night.
So it kept streaming into the night.
Yeah.
Once more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe that tower for me?
So it's a white building with a tiny red hat at the top.
Is it a very tiny, tall hat? Like a spiky hat?
Yeah. I said it looks like a triangle.
Oh.
I still don't know.
I'm close.
Are you?
What are you saying?
I'm just trying to imagine this in my head.
Well, I'm just going to... I thought it was a North Pole at some point. But then I backpedaled on that.
Okay. Did the tower have... was there one large, round, white rock beside it?
One
large, round, white rock right beside the tower. If the answer is no, I don't know where Cian was yet.
Imaging it right now? Are you searching it up?
Okay, then it's not what I was thinking. If it's something you have to...
I was wrong. There's more than one eye. There's like three eyes that go down the body. So I shouldn't call it eyes. I should call it buttons. It looked more like buttons. Like a suit with a red hat that went like that.
This is Bonhomme?
It looks like Bonhomme, but it's not. Anyways, a lot of rocks and water.
Okay.
And then just clouds.
Okay.
Okay.
So I guess we'll come back to that. Whatever it was closed for the day because Cian had died.
Yeah, they were like, no pictures, please. Like, yeah.
Sorry. That's the Skype song. Someone else is calling in here. Mally, do you mind if I answer that?
No, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, it's me, man.
Oh, hello. Who is this?
Hey, it's me, Spaghetti-O.
Spaghetti-O!
Hey! What, this isn't my channel? Wait a minute!
For the listeners, this is a tiny man with a big, big chef's hat and a big curly mustache.
Hey! I logged into the wrong channel. This is it's a private call.
Yeah, this is barely a YouTube channel.
Whoops. What's going on here?
Mally, is this the SpaghettiO you watch?
Yeah, SpaghettiO.
Oh, we got a fan.
We're talking about the YouTuber CN Gilbert. You heard about him, right?
Yeah, I collabed with him.
Did you really? I never watched that episode.
I filled a balloon with SpaghettiOs, and then we popped it, and then we set it to slow motion, so we slowly got covered in SpaghettiOs, and then I took a nap.
Wow. I love it when you take naps.
Do you?
Weird.
I do, because it lets me know that I'm also allowed to take a nap. So then I take a nap. And then when your alarm comes on, then I wake up. And I'm like, oh, I should get up now because SpaghettiO's getting up.
That's what I do it for. I do it for the fans. I want everyone to feel like they can be normal doing whatever they do.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you ever do an unboxing of a box of dry pasta?
Oh, all the time. Okay, do you know... there's a pasta brand where they have a Spotify playlist that goes with every pasta. And it's the length of time it takes to cook the pasta. So you can set it to whatever you're going to cook. And then you can listen to the songs. And by the time it's done, your spaghetti is ready. It's
awesome. Wow. Okay.
Or I just crack a can of Chef Boyardee's SpaghettiOs, baby. So yeah, I do a lot of unboxing videos.
Sure. Wow, this is great to have a YouTube celebrity on.
Oh, I'm not a celebrity. What do I have? 5-6 million subscribers? That's nothing.
How many did CN have?
CN had 30 million subscribers.
Yeah. Wow. Oh yeah. He was huge. People love their nails.
CN is a big deal.
He took his nails and he popped that balloon. That was a fun day. We had a good time. I always liked him. And what are you guys saying? You've been investigating his death?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mally, break the news.
So I was there when CN looked like he was taking a nap, but he was really dead. And then all the cops came and they were like, oh, he's dead. And then this other guy came and took pictures, and then they put him in a black bag and they brought him away. And then they were like, no pictures, please. No pictures. We're closed for today. And then it was just a chair.
This sounds like he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, that is heartbreaking. I hate to see a YouTuber die. They're like family. Anyone who's ever uploaded a YouTube video, they're like family to me.
That's me and Steve as well.
You've uploaded YouTube video?
I've uploaded YouTube video. Steve, you've done some YouTube videos too.
How many millions of subscribers do you have?
Dozens.
Dozens of millions? That's more than me.
Dozens of millions? That's amazing.
How come I never heard of you? What's your channel?
It's called Griffin Toplitsky Vivo. Please check me out.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's it have? Like a couple of really good sketches, and then probably a bunch of private ones from years ago that you no longer think are good.
SpaghettiO, thank you for saying they're good.
Well, they will be until 2 years from now you don't think they are anymore, and then you upload new ones.
Listeners, if you know me, this is cutting.
We gotta get a little roast in sometimes. That's partly what I do on my channel. You know, if people are subscribed, you know, the higher tier of the Patreon, they get a free roast.
Do either of you have any idea who the people were who were trying to find CN?
Oh, like the people who were, like, looking for him when he was like, life sucks.
Yeah.
No, he never told us. He was just like, I'm I was going to say tweeting, but that's not what I meant. He was like, I'm streaming from a secret location. But I always thought that sounded weird because there was always people in the background. But I guess it meant like secret, meaning like people didn't know that's where he was.
Yeah. Okay. I got to ask about this location again.
Yeah, so, ask me. I have more visual descriptions I can give.
Okay, yeah. That's what. Is there anything else of note that hasn't been mentioned yet? Because if not, I'm going back to that tower, I think.
Okay, so it is just a tower with three buttons. I was wrong about the eye. It's three buttons and then a red hat, right?
Do all the buttons shine light?
No.
None of them. Okay.
Oh, okay. So what are they? What are they?
Wait. Whoa. Okay, wait. I've got another line of questioning, maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you guys mind if I cook spaghetti while we do this?
Please.
I wouldn't want to record to go to waste. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, treat this like one of your YouTube channels.
Well, oh no. I don't want to interrupt too much. Because I love to narrate. I love to talk all about the pasta. But please, this is a murder. Let it just simmer in the back.
Okay. Okay. The bottom of this tower, did it look hot?
No, it was just rocks.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, back to spaghetti. I want to know. Show.
It's like gray rocks, and then people, and then it looks like the rocks are all cracked up. But you see people walk up all over it because sometimes, like, Cien would be, doing his nails, and then you would see people walk all the way up right to the tower and be like, and take pictures and be like, I look cool, I'm by this tower with three buttons and a red hat, and then just water in the back.
I think my guess is and maybe I'm not giving us enough credit, but my guess is we're incredibly dumb, and every listener is so agitated with us.
I am so offended that you don't know this location.
SpaghettiO, did he mention anything about where he records to you when you did your crossover episode?
Oh, well, that's the thing. He said we're going to meet directly in the middle from where the two of us record. And, of course, I record in the south of America.
Oh, so you must have met in, like, you record from Texas?
Well, I record in Texas, so wherever the middle of those
two
locations.
So if you record in Texas, yeah. Then you must have met in, like, New York.
Okay, so East
this
Coast.
This is East Coast.
Okay.
Is it like Cape Breton? Like, where is this?
I mean... close, but a little bit more north.
Newfoundland?
Oh, yeah. Is it like
close, but a little bit more east?
Labrador.
Greenland.
No, oh.
Hold on. I need to pull up a geography map. No, I'm pretty sure I'm
with
right.
Water's boiling. This is my favorite part. Listen to that.
Wow,
that
I'm only 17 purr. And 10 months. What is this geography lesson? Ugh.
Mally, usually I pride myself in being a pretty good host, but you have found my Achilles heel in the form of a guessing
you
game.
You said Newfoundland? Okay, Newfoundland, a little bit west.
A little bit west of Newfoundland.
South, south.
PEI.
More south.
New Brunswick or Nova Scotia? Nova Scotia? Is it the lighthouse from the lighthouse?
You mean the lighthouse from Peggy's Cove?
Oh, Peggy's
Cove.
Yes. Oh.
Well, the listeners can check my Instagram. I uploaded a photo of Peggy's Cove within the year. So this is pretty embarrassing.
I can't picture the Peggy's Cove lighthouse, but it sounds fantastic.
It's beautiful. And I think that people can buy stuff there, like postcards, and mail it from that location. And then it says, you received mail from Peggy's Cove.
Right. Okay. All right. So this all tracks. And now we can put it, we can narrow down exactly where he is.
And I could tell you exactly who was after him.
Oh, who was after him?
Whoa, who was after him?
Well, you know the fisherman's friends. Well, these were the fisherman's enemies.
Who?
Nobody talks about them, do you? Do they?
No, well, let's hear about
you'd
them.
You'd think the fisherman's enemies, I guess, would be fish, but
that's true.
That's not. That's they can't do much to defend themselves, unfortunately. So these are the fisherman's enemies. It's a group of people who, you know, on the high seas, they sabotage the fishing boats. They
cut the nets open. Is it the pirates of the Atlantic?
Yeah, you got it. It's the pirates of the Atlantic, but they're kind of Robin Hood-esque figures. I know they just come in and they want to free the fish. And they want to put them back into the ocean. They don't think it's right. They all should be fish. I've heard about this. And he never said it explicitly, but I kind of knew. You know, they were the people who were after him. They hated how much he hung out at Peggy's Cove.
But why? All he did was do his nails.
Well,
you know his family, though.
Oh, that's right.
And it sounds like he was slowly starting to become a member of that sea liner family.
Well, it's true, because sometimes he was like, life sucks, you have no freedom, you have to go into your family's line of work, and of course, because
that's why life sucked for him.
But because we knew really nothing about his life, like, you know, we didn't understand that he meant, like, oh, he has to go into, like, the fisherman life, like the guy from the box. So we didn't know that. But now we know. Oh, that sucks. All he wanted to do his nails.
But he was forced to start becoming part of the family, which the fisherman's enemies, the Pirates of the Atlantic, took issue with, came after him, did something that made him die, and then he was dead.
Yeah, that part's a little foggy. We spent most of our time trying to guess Peggy's Cove.
Actually, what happened was the second guy who came who had, like, the white, after the cops, it was the guy who came who was, like, taking all the pictures and stuff. He was like, I think it's poison. So I think they put poison on his nail polish.
Wow.
Wow.
Oops. Absorbed
isn't that
through
so
the skin.
Evil?
Spaghetti's ready. You hey! Look at that. Cooked to perfection. I throw it against the wall, and if it sticks, it's ready, baby. Okay.
Let's see it.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. It's eating time. Now, some people like
He's
to
He's doing
train
a little
it.
Dance.
Woohoo! 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 I'm gonna make a little rosé sauce.
I would watch your channel, SpaghettiO.
I'm getting tired.
Oh my god, it's so good. You should watch it. He's gonna take a nap in like 5 seconds. Just wait.
just wait. Ooh, here it is—a big plate of spaghetti.
Oh, okay. And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death. It turns out it was pirates.
Pirates of the Atlantic.
The Pirates of the Atlantic. Yeah, sorry, I don't mean to disparage all members of piracy. Also, it was Peggy's Cove.
That was a bigger mystery that was solved.
Just shut up!
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, where am I?
If you want to have a guess online, you can follow K2DPod on Twitter or Kill to Death Podcast on Instagram. If you have a different suggestion for my nickname or a suggestion for a scenario you'd like to hear on the show, you can email killtodeathpodcast@gmail.com. If you like us as guys. Rate us on iTunes. Leave us a review on iTunes. Oh, and thanks to Zach Aaron for our theme song, Brady Schumer for our art.
That's it.
Once again, we have no idea how to prepare a guest for this show, do we?
No, we forgot to say this. We do every time.
So this is the plug section, and I know you are a character, Mally, but are you a fan of anyone else, maybe on YouTube or otherwise out in the world?
Ooh, I am a big fan of Bad Dog Comedy TV on YouTube. Just like and subscribe, and it is a nonprofit charity, so you can also donate and get a tax receipt for anything over $3.
Yes, and if, like me and Steve, you need to take improv classes, I believe those are offered as well through Bad Dog.
You can go to baddogtheater.com/classes to take classes.
Fantastic.
And, sorry, Steve.
I was just going to make sure, you know, Spaghetti got to say his piece.
Well, I mean, now that you awoken me, I'm just going to quickly say, of course, subscribe to my channel. It's at, no, there's no at on a channel. It's SpaghettiOs, of course. And you can check it out. I make spaghetti, I fall asleep, and for the top tier Patreon, you get a tasty little roast, courtesy of me. So check it out. I'll be MMA fighting Logan Paul next Thursday, so check that out. Who fights? Jake Paul? Logan Paul? Doesn't matter. I'm fighting one of them. Good night.
Oh, man. It is one of my biggest regrets that we had a character as Rich of SpaghettiO, and we truly didn't spend too much time with him as I was busy playing a game.
Hey, it was a fun game that we still somehow lost. even though we won in a way, we also definitely lost it.
And isn't that just how every episode goes? Mm-hmm. Listener, I want to say to everyone out there, keep your stick on the ice.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Brady Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mongiardi, Katie Lure, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!